Our next speaker is Paul McNee, who is the General Secretary of NATFI. Again, one of the General Secretaries who has been an absolute stalwart supporter for this movement. And this is one of the things that all of us have recognized. This movement has seen behind it, and an integral part of the movement, a huge number of trade unions like we have never seen before. One of the trade unions is NATFI, and this is Paul McNee.
Okay. Tony Blair, I hope you're listening, because the Stop the War Coalition is still here. And we're not going away. We're here to tell the world what we think of Bush and his unnecessary bloody war. We're here to give Bush the push. After all, Bush has said, and I quote, that he will not tolerate any foreign influence in Baghdad. Well, we don't want Bush's foreign influence here either. And today, we have really rained on his parade. He wanted pictures of the people of London welcoming him so he could get re-elected next year. What we're here to tell the world is we don't want Bush. Now we've been told there's a special relationship, and clearly there is a special relationship between Bush and Blair. Bush told Frost on the Frost program, the key, no irony here, the key to my relationship with Tony, said Bush, is that Tony tells the truth. The truth is, Bush wanted to invade Iraq and Blair gave him the cover, the international illusion of legitimacy. But Blair still needed to persuade Parliament, so he peddled the weapons of mass destruction line. The Stop the War campaign has been castigated for saying that was a lie. But if you look at what happened on the 17th of September last year, Blair's Chief of Staff, Jonathan Powell, told him, we will need to make it clear in launching the document, that was the dodgy dossier, that we do not claim we have evidence that Saddam is an imminent threat. Yet 1 week later, Blair said Saddam has existing and active military plans for the use of chemical weapons, which could be activated within 45 minutes. And on the basis of that truth, MPs were persuaded by the warmongers at Westminster to endorse the war, which has no international legitimacy. Now there is a danger here. Bush and Blair might say, if the weapons are not in Iraq, they must be in Iran or Syria. Let's go and invade those countries. We're here today to say that the world will not let them invade those countries. Bush and Blair wanted to have a victory parade, but they haven't dared go ahead with it. We have this ridiculous visit costing millions by this absurd man trying to bolster his re-election chances, accompanied by hundreds of armed men and American sniffer dogs. I mean, what an insult to the British canine community. You think they'd know by now that there's some very loyal poodles down the road. This is not a victory for democracy, it's a victory for hypocrisy. This was not a war of liberation, but a war of occupation. This was not to free Iraqi soil, but to gain control of oil. Bush doesn't care about restoration. He wants privatization with the contracts parcelled out to his Project for New America friends. Now, we're told about this special relationship and its advantages. What do we get in return? It seems to mean that the UK has to spend 1/10 of its tax revenue on defence while tripling the cost of a university place. We want grants, not bombs. It seems to draw us into illegal wars of invasion when what we want internationally are wars on poverty, wars on AIDS, wars to make the world a better place. It seems this special relationship seems to put every obstacle in the way of obtaining peace with justice for the Palestinian people. I think this afternoon we'll be toppling some statues. There's one behind me. But don't forget the old British imperialist adventurers who are here as well. There's Charles Napier, who conquered North India very bloodily. There's Sir Henry Havelock, who brutally suppressed the Indian uprising, which we were told was the Indian Mutiny. These two generals do not represent the best traditions for British people. Finishing. And there's a new generation coming up who won't stand for this. We're here to salute today all those who oppose this illegal war, especially the school students who showed us that the children of Thatcher... The school students have shown us the hope for the future, that they will fight for a better world. Stay involved. Organize. If you're not in a union, join a union. Get your union committed to this. Build the resistance. Thanks very much. And give Bush the push.